Now you are going to need your Bible for this bit. We're going to have our Bible reading this morning. Please turn to page 1144. We're going to continue our series, Explorers. The grown-ups have been looking at a book called 1 Corinthians. And we're going to read the next bit, which is from verse 18. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. This is God's word to us this morning. A brief prayer. Our Father in heaven, as we come now to your words, please remove any distractions. Help us to focus on what you're saying to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Boys and girls, are you sitting up? You're ready to listen? Josh, can you see my board okay? Over here? Yeah. Okay, excellent. I'll try and move some of my stuff out of the way. Adults, please have your Bibles open at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It's good. But boys and girls, you can look at the front. Everything you need to see will be up here. Now, I love to get cards in the post. Anyone like to get cards in the post? Few people like to get cards. And I like it especially when someone's taking the time to write a message in the card. You like that? Yeah. So here's one card that I've got. It's a thank you card. What sort of message, Jamie, do you think would be in a thank you card? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's right, Jamie. And this one is from my friend. He's called Luke. And he said, Doogie, thank you for your hard work. Don't worry, it was a one-off. Okay? So that was a thank you. Oh, this is a birthday card. Okay, a birthday card. What sort of message do you think would be in a birthday card? Yes, Josh. A birthday message. This is from my older brother, and the card says, you'll be surprised to know you're not getting old, you're already old. Happy birthday, Baldy, from your favorite brother. Okay? He also happens to be my only brother. Okay? One other card. It's a little trickier. This is a wedding anniversary card from Trisha that marks the day that we got married. Now, you might not know what kind of message would go in there, but it might be something like, I love you, and thank you for being my husband, or something like that. I won't read it out for embarrassment, okay? But you get the idea. Messages are really nice. As a local church this morning, and as Erin and Portia and Gethin and Oshan and Karis head off today, I want to talk about an important message that a local church has to give. It's an important message that actually Christians, all Christians, are supposed to pass on to others. It's the most important message for this area, the people who live here. It's the most important message for everyone in our world. I'm going to put it up on my board, okay? Here's the message. We preach Christ crucified. Adults, it says that in verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified. We preach Christ crucified. Jamie loves it when we do actions to remember a verse. Okay? They're not terribly difficult. It simply says this. We preach Christ crucified. Okay? We preach Christ crucified. On three, one, two, three.
We preach Christ crucified.
Okay, nice and loud. On three, one, two, three. We preach Christ crucified. What's the really important message? One, two, three.
We preach Christ crucified.
The message of the cross and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is the most important message that we can ever pass on to anyone else. And I hope this local church and the local church that you guys are going to go to will always preach the message that we preach Christ crucified. What does that message mean? Well, first of all, I want to think about this morning the bit here, Christ crucified. I put my big cross up on the board. What exactly is it about the Lord Jesus dying that is so special? It is a message that we all need to hear and believe. Well, let me explain it to you, okay? Here's a target, okay? Here's a target. The Bible says that we were created to know God and to love God and to have a really special relationship with Him. But so often in our lives, we don't live His way. We don't do what He says. We don't live according to what He said in the Bible, and we miss His target again and again. Let me explain. Aaron, can you help me for a moment? Okay? Take the target. Stand back there. Here's what we're going to do. Okay? Ready? I'm going to try and hit the... Imagine that's how God wants us to live. Okay? Come a little bit closer. Okay? And I'm going to try and hit the target. So often, that's how I... You can sit back down again. Okay? So often, that's how everyone lives their life. Again and again, we miss God's target. And not just a little bit, but we miss it by miles. He wants us to tell the truth. And so often we lie or exaggerate. He wants us to be kind to our family and maybe listen to what grown-ups say. We don't think we need to do any of that. And we miss God's target. Here's another way to think about it. Imagine this little board here was God's way of living. How God wants us to live is just inside these boundaries. Okay, that's God's way, Josh. He said, God wants me to live inside of that. Okay, He wants me to do what He says. But so often, do you know how I want to live? I'll go over there and I'll ignore God's way. You know, the Bible says something really serious and somber about this. When I think I know better than God, and I want to live outside His way, and I miss His target, the Bible says what I actually deserve is God's punishment of hell for my sin. All of us have done it. All of us are guilty. That is bad news. That is why we need the most important, the most brilliant message that we've got to share this morning. What is that message? We preach Christ crucified. That is the message we've got to declare because we miss God's target and we live outside God's ways. And actually the Bible says that we deserve God's punishment. Well, the bad news is that we're sinners. Christ crucified is good news. Because God has given us a way to be rescued. a way to be saved. We preach Christ crucified because the Lord Jesus came into the world. He was God come from heaven to earth. And he didn't miss God's target, God's way to live. He always did what God said. He always hit the bullseye. He always lived inside of the boundaries that God said, here is how I want you to live. That was how the Lord Jesus lived. And yet he was crucified. He was crucified. As the Lord Jesus was crucified, the Bible records that in the middle of the day, in an hour or so's time, at noon, the sky went dark for 3 hours. And the Bible would explain to us that the Lord Jesus was being punished that day, not for anything he did. Remember, he always hit the target. But he died and was punished for all the times that I've missed the target and all the times you have. And for everyone who knows that they've not lived God's way, that they deserve God's punishment, as we admit that I need the Lord Jesus to forgive me. Lord Jesus, you died in my place. I need you to deal with my sin so that I can be forgiven. For all those who trust the Lord Jesus, instead of God's punishment, we got God's goodness and mercy. We preach Christ crucified because that's the way the Lord Jesus, that's the message that we have for our sins to be forgiven, that we would have eternal life, that we would be welcomed into God's family. Arian, Portia, Gethin, Oshin, and Caris is next door. We must always, always preach Christ crucified. In this local church family, we've always got to do it as well, because that is the only way for boys and girls, men and women, to be rescued from their sins and to be given eternal life. There's another important part of this message that we must not forget about. And it's this. 3 days after the Lord Jesus died, he rose again from the dead. Why is that so important? Well, how do we know that we've been forgiven by the Lord Jesus as we put our trust in him? How do we know that everything that he did at the cross to forgive us and save us, how do we know it worked? Well, because Jesus is alive. That's how we know. 3 days after he died, he came back to life. He was seen by hundreds of people. He even said to one of his closest followers, here, you can touch the bit where the soldiers hammered in the nails. And Jesus being alive proves to us that everything he did at the cross to save us and forgive us worked. One other bit of the message we must never forget about. One day the Lord Jesus is coming back. We don't know when that is, but he promises that he will. And so, again and again, we've got to say to people, I've got to tell you the message about the Lord Jesus crucified, why he died, and he's risen again, and that he's coming back, because we don't know the time when he'll do that. This is the most important message. Whether you're a boy or a girl, young or old, no matter where you've come from or what you do, we must always preach Christ crucified, because that is the only way that people will be saved. And if you've never asked the Lord Jesus to forgive your sins, then do it today. Ask him for that mercy and forgiveness. We preach Christ crucified because God wants you to come into his family. He wants you to be rescued from sin and death and hell. And the way to do that is say, Lord Jesus, I admit I've missed the mark, missed the target. I want you to forgive my sins. Help me to follow you. Young people, if you want to do that, why not speak to a parent or one of your explorers leaders? They would love to speak to you about that. That's the message. We preach Christ crucified. What about the preach bit of it? We preach. Well, back in the olden days, let me tell you a little bit about that. There was no TV. There was no mobile phones. There was no radio or newspapers. If a king wanted to get his message out, he had to send his messengers. And his messengers would go to a town or village into the middle. And sometimes, to get everyone's attention, what they would do is they would come and they would blow their trumpet. Trisha? Something like that, okay? Something like that. And everyone in the town or village would come and they would listen to the king's message. Now, we don't need to blow trumpets to pass on this message. You see, preaching the message of Christ crucified, it isn't just for people like me who stand here. That's one way that people do it, and they speak to big crowds. But for most of us, we preach about Jesus, we pass on his message in small groups, with maybe one or two people, with a friend or a family member. But the idea is that all of us who love the Lord Jesus Christ are to pass on this message of him crucified. Here's my rugby ball. Just like this, the message of Jesus, we're to pass it on. Sorry? Pass on the message. Chuck it back. Pass it on. Pass it on, Nigel. Joe, chuck it over somewhere. Don't look so scared. Yeah. Iris throws it back. I'm only kidding. Okay, Derek, chuck it up. Yeah. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to pass the message on. Okay? Pass it on. Pass it on. Yeah, that's good. Okay, lob it back, Ailey. Yeah, good. Good throw. Excellent. You see how we are to, all of us, proclaim the message of the Lord Jesus by passing that message on. I need to tell you something else before we close. There's going to be lots of different reactions to this message. Look at verse 18 just for a moment. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Okay? There are going to be some people, when they hear the message of the Lord Jesus, they're going to think that it's really, really silly. Okay? There are going to be others who think the message is really, really weak. Some people, when we tell them about the Lord Jesus, will think we're silly, and the message is silly, and the message is weak, it's unimpressive. Why would I want to believe about the Lord Jesus, about some guy that died on a cross? No, that sounds daft. But let me tell you what Paul says. Look at verse 25. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. This message that we've got to preach about Jesus being crucified is much wiser, because it's from God, than anything that humans can come up with. And this message, because it's from God, is much more powerful than anything any human can come up with. No other message saves people from hell and brings eternal life. When I visited a lot of churches growing up, I would sometimes go with my dad when he went to preach at churches, sometimes with my granddad. Often a church would have a message on the back wall. Some people remember that? Text up on the back wall. Most often, can you guess what the text was? Can you guess what the text was?
We praise Christ crucified.
Arian, as you take up your new role as pastor, preach Christ crucified. Portia, Gethin, Oshan, Karis, when she's a wee bit older, in your new area, there's going to be lots of people. Do you know what they're going to need to hear about? The Lord Jesus crucified. Us as a local church, we must never forget that we preach Christ crucified. In our homes, at work, to those that we come into contact with. Shall we say it one more time? Together with the actions? 1, 2, 3. We preach Christ crucified. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you that there were people down the years who brought this message to us, who told us that we need to put our faith in the Lord Jesus, that he died and rose again and is coming back. And we pray that you would help us to keep passing on that message to others, that they would be forgiven and have eternal life. We pray that for this area. We pray that for wherever we will go. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.